A kiss changes everything. A kiss changes everything. We know a kiss is an expression of love and affection. It shows care and compassion. It brings healing and reconciliation. Today, we hear Judas. We hear Judas portray Jesus with a kiss. The kiss is used to hand over Jesus. A kiss changes everything. Jesus is arrested and persecuted. He is whipped and beaten. He is crucified and killed. It started with a kiss that caused pain and suffering. It led to death, death on the cross. A kiss led Peter to deny Jesus. I do not know him, he said. A kiss led people to turn their back on Jesus, to call for his crucifixion. A kiss should show love and devotion. Instead, becomes the kiss of death. Jesus, we know, accepted the kiss of betrayal. Jesus accepted the kiss of Peter's denial. Three times he denied him. He accepted the kiss of his abuse, his suffering. He accepted the kiss of death. Wait. We know the kiss of God is greater than the kiss of man. The kiss of God is about forgiveness. The kiss of God is about reconciliation. The kiss of God is about new life. The kiss of God is about the resurrection. So now we watch and we wait. We start the holiest of weeks. We pray and remember the kiss of God will bring new life and new hope. The kiss of God will bring help and healing. The kiss of God will be for us a kiss of new life. We pray for this new kiss, this kiss of justice and peace. We pray for the kiss of the resurrection on Easter. The kiss of God's great love for us is coming. This is the kiss we all need. Amen.